الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We discussed that we should wear yeah for our Islah, and we must keep that in mind. And part of Islah is our namaz also. And what our Islah? That sincerely for Allah's pleasure that we are doing our Islah. And then that the month of Ramadan is the ideal occasion for it. And Allah, out of His mercy, has given us this month. We are, alhamdulillah, healthy. We have everything is in order. We are sitting in the programs. So we should take full advantage of it. Then Allah gave us the rozas also, and we are managing rozas, alhamdulillah. So that also roza is also sufficient for our Islah. Then Allah gave us Quran Sharif, and Quran Sharif is also sufficient. And alhamdulillah, brothers are reading. Some are reading very well. There are few brothers who have read so far more than 30 juz. More than 30 juz. Daily. Daily, there are few brothers who are reading more than 30 juz daily. Then there are others who are reading 1 to 15, 5 to 10. Some are reading 4 a day, 3 a day, 2 a day, 1 a day. And some are reading, a few are reading half and less than half. So if we are weak in our reading, that's why we are reading less, then it's quite understood. We should read correctly, not just rush and read wrongly. But alhamdulillah, brothers are reading well. And any idea of the 24 hours, how far is that maintained? Yeah. Also, we try the Kaaba Sharif, mashallah, tawaf takes place all the time, 24 hours. Yeah, we got no Kaaba, but Quran Sharif we can read 24 hours. And every year we try that brothers take different slots, and there is somebody reading all the time. In the house of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was, he also had allocated time, and all the time there's somebody in Allah's ibadat in his house. So Allah give us tawfiq here in Ramzan. If we can have 24 hours Quran Sharif being recited, it will be very, very good. Of course, there are a few times, namaz times, like the same with tawaf, namaz times, tawaf stops, etc. So those times, but like that, generally, which we will call, that continuously there is Quran Sharif recitation. Allah reward the brothers and give us more tawfiq to read even more, inshallah, and to read it with properly, to read it properly, inshallah. So Quran Sharif, we had discussed the great virtues of the Quran, what a kitab Allah has given us, and that it is enough even just by recitation to make our Islah. And if we understand even more better, and all the programs from after Fajr, the summary of the Supara, all the other programs are all about Quran Sharif that is being told to us. So Allah give us tawfiq to follow up on that. And the rights of the Quran Sharif, to fulfill those rights. For our Islah, one very important thing also is our namaz, our salat, which Allah Ta'ala has ordained for us 5 times a day, 5 times daily salat. And this salat is a farz. Allah has made it farz upon us. But really, if we go and see, it is a real great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made those things farz on us which are absolutely essential for us. And all those things which are absolutely essential for us, Allah made it freely available, easily available. Just like in our dunya's life, nobody can live without air, oxygen. Water still we can live without to some extent. But oxygen, we cannot live without it. So Allah has made it available freely, and we are not charged for it. And everyone gets this oxygen to breathe in. Then water, comparatively it is cheap. Allah made it cheap. And water is easily available also. So what our basic needs are, Allah Ta'ala has made it all very, very easy and very easily accessible also. Then, like for example, gold. Nobody really needs gold in his life. Difficult to get. It's expensive, very hard to come by. Pearls, jewels, diamonds, we don't need it in our life, so it's difficult to come by. Like that in Deen also, what was absolutely the first farad is La ilaha illallah. And to read it also is easy, and it is so easy and so easily available also. And the people, whoever is making effort on Deen, if we go and see, then the charges for Deen, for teaching Deen, should be the highest charges. But Allah Ta'ala has made it not the cheapest, but free. People who go in Jamaat, for example, they don't charge people money that we're going to give a bayan or so. And where people charge for these things, then that is really not in the right light. Where Deen comes free of charge. That is how, in Ajriya, illa alallah. All the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they made an announcement that we are doing this effort, and how the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam made, and the great, great people of the past, they gave their everything, and they didn't charge anything for it. So the deen is easily available. So like that, namaz also Allah Ta'ala has made it farz upon us. Because the greatest, after Iman, the greatest benefit is in namaz. It is called As-Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'min. It's not a hadith, but the meaning is 100% correct. It's a meeting with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And namaz is that one farad that Allah did not make farad here on the earth, on the ground. But Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam for Mi'raj and made it farz by Allah Ta'ala. All the other farais, the ayats came and they became farz. All the things became farz here. Yeah. But namaz, Allah gave it there. And namaz first, as we read, it was made 50 times a day farz. And finally, it came to 5 times, which we are performing. And if we take average time of a namaz to prepare to perform it, it's about half an hour. So if it was 50, that means the whole day should just go in namaz. All the time. 25 hours we should require. So it means 24 hours we should just be. So Allah Ta'ala gave 5 times namaz, and Allah kept the reward the same stuff. The reward, Allah lowered the number of namazes to 5. But the reward Allah didn't change. So when we make our 5 times namaz, it is like we are the whole day continuously in namaz. And this is a speciality of this ummah which Allah Ta'ala has given and made it easy for us. Namaz is that ibadat which encompasses all the ibadat of all the malaika. There are those malaika who are continuously standing in the ibadat of Allah. Those which are continuously in ruku, others in sajda, others in tasbih. All the various types of what is in our namaz, the malaika, there are various malaika who are doing specifically the different acts. Allah gave us in 2 rakats of namaz the ibadat of all the malaika. There is qiyam also in our namaz, we are standing. Then there is ruku also, there is dua also, there is tasbih also, there is sajda also. Everything Allah gave us in 2 rakats of namaz. Then the creation of Allah, they are also in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, trees which are standing up, they are making qiyam all the time. 4-legged animals, they are making ruku all the time. Other that go on the ground, snakes, reptiles, etc., they are like in sajda all the time. Mountains are in a sitting position all the time. So in our 2 rakats of namaz, Allah gave us the ibadat of the entire creation also. And then this namaz is the means that we build a direct contact with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we make some effort in Ramadan, mashallah, in the morning, with regard to the masail also effort is made, then with regard to Anwarus Salah, how to make our namaz a namaz of reality, that also effort is made. So if we have a namaz like that, if we make this effort and we carry on with it, our namaz will sort out all our problems. It's a contact with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Namaz, after our iman, the most important farz in our life is namaz. And especially if we are here and we have come for our Islah, we should be such that we shouldn't miss a single namaz without Takbir-e-Ula. And if we can, and mashallah, for some friends of ours in the past, they made all the namazes with Takbir-e-Ula after Ramadan, and they went to wherever they had to go. But they made sure, they traveled up to 40-50 kilometers, just to make a namaz with Jamaat. And to make it with Takbir-e-Ula, to get 40 days namaz with Takbir-e-Ula, for which there are great merits which have come in the hadith. We are free from hypocrisy. Allah frees us from Jahannam. So it's very easy, and especially brothers who are for 40 days, to make our namazes like this, that we make it with Takbir-e-Ula, every namaz. So this namaz is a great, great gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And like everything else, it also has to be, we have to make effort on it. Every one of us think what my age is, subtracting about 10 years, if we are making our namaz since then. By the age of 9, we should be regular with our namaz. By the age of 10, we should be regular with our namaz already. So if we subtract those 10 years, till the time we got regular, though namaz actually is farad later when we become baligh. But by then we were fully prepared for namaz already. Because this namaz is such a great treasure that Allah Ta'ala has given us, by which all our work will be done. So we were required that by the age of 10, we were already properly pabund, regular with namaz. And a namazi is not one who makes occasional namaz, but one who makes all his namazes. And somebody gave a good way to see whether I am a namazi. Well, he said that on a Friday, normally, perhaps throughout in the world it applies. If a person is there, he must see if I am there Friday for Asr. And then Saturday for Zohar. And Sunday for Fajr. If those three namazes, and of course all the namazes, then he is a namazi. Because usually Asr on a Friday, we find the masjid quite empty. For Jummah time, mashallah, no place in the masjid. But Asr time, it's a complete different thing again. And then Saturday Zohar, especially where people are closing their businesses and that. Then we find we are weak in the Zohar namaz. And Sunday Fajr again. We can just make out masjids. Well, I hope it's not everywhere, but many places. You can see it's a Sunday today or it's a public holiday. Fajr time, you can just see it's a public holiday or it's a Sunday. Well, a namazi is not like that. And Allah's promise of the great, great rewards for namaz is also for that person who is actually a namazi. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ It is with a condition. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ And not only salat, about 10 great qualities of these mu'mineen are referred to here. And we have to try and develop all this. At the moment we will only discuss about namaz, that our namaz must come in order. So namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And for this namaz, Allah Ta'ala made it the 5 times adhan. And the adhan also, we don't have to pay the muazzin as such. Though he is paid. And we are paying all those who contribute, etc. But the muazzin is calling us free of charge. And how many of us really appreciate that also? Now, one instance I mentioned of one friend of ours, the same friend who wanted to build this whole masjid. He was a very wealthy person, very down to earth, and very generous also. So he came to Azadville many times. Then those days were only masjid was the Jami Masjid. We should make namaz there. When we come out from there, and at that time, the 20 rand note was the biggest denomination. Like now the 200 rand note is the biggest denomination here. That time it was the 20 rand note. Then he should give me a 20 rand and he should say, I must give it into the masjid. Because I use the toilet, I flush the cistern, I use the water for wuzu, I use the towel, I walked on the carpet, the musallas, I have to pay for it. If we also can become conscious like that whatever we use, why must we take charity? If Allah has put us in that position and we have it, then we should be giving. We shouldn't be. And what we use, we should pay for what we use, the basic things. Then I remember he takes a few more steps and he takes out another 20 rand, which is like a 200 rand today. He says, give this to the Muazzin because he called me to the house of Allah. And he should appreciate all these things. So like that, we also, Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate all this. The call of the adhan is not a small thing. Many places we hear the non-Muslims, how much they appreciate it. And where we get some complaints, the people complain about the adhan, very sadly when we investigate, the people investigate, it comes to be known that it's Muslim people who are making the non-Muslims complain. But many places the non-Muslims are happy about the adhan. And they admire the sound also of the adhan. And it is a great, great blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this adhan is such, there was a French priest who had become a Muslim. And just a little bit about him, so we also can get some inspiration of what we heard. That while he was a priest, he loved Islam and loved Muslims. So he had built a masjid for the Muslims while he was a priest. And he handed the keys over to them. But then, unfortunately, which is our system, we started fighting who will be the president, who's going to be the secretary, the treasurer. So he came, he took the key back. He says, I didn't give this for fighting. I gave it for prayers because I love the Muslims, how their prayers are and everything. He went in Jamaat also. And we were there in Raiwin in those years. His name was Abdul Karim or Abdul, something like that, Abdul Halim, something like that. And he said that always keep up, appreciate and keep up three things. One was, he said, the adhan. He says, wherever you are, at a railway station, at the airport, at the bus stand, wherever you are traveling, call out the adhan. He says, you take it for granted, you don't appreciate. But what effect it has on the non-Muslim, on the Christians? There are two groups there, he says. One is those who hate Islam. They just hate the adhan. But those who are fair thinkers, they love the adhan. And they enjoy the adhan. So the adhan, and it has got great attraction. Wherever adhan is called, malaika descend there, and Allah's rahmat comes there. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, whenever he was on a journey, he would make sure that he gives the adhan. Adhan is a very great ibadat and honor of. Today, unfortunately, the person who calls out the adhan, muazzin, we haven't got the value. But whereas a muazzin has got great, great value. So the adhan, one thing he said. The other thing he said, your Islamic dress. He said, never shy away from your Islamic dress. This Islamic dress also has got a great impact on other people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wherever we are to maintain our Islamic dress. And the third, he says, your namazes. The postures of namaz also have a great effect on the non-Muslims. One thing, we are happy and it is for us that at airports especially, many business centers, they've got musallas, airports have got a place to make namaz. We are happy they have honored us, they gave us a place. But actually it is that they have hidden our ibadat away. Because the namaz that was performed publicly, it attracted many people, it attracts a lot of people. And now we go one side, nobody sees the namaz. The adhan is called out there quietly, and the namaz is, and usually it is tucked away. Wherever in an airport, it's in one certain remote area which nobody knows and nobody really goes there, it's hidden away there. So actually, and in fact, in one place, airport, when we were making namaz in the public, one of the workers of the airport came and made sure that we don't make it there, and we go and make it in the places, was just in the same hall, but just they had little screening. But it was a place where nobody can see you make namaz. So they don't want the namaz to be made public. And we also, unfortunately, don't understand it. So namaz is also one thing, that if we make it publicly, and don't cause inconvenience to people, we see in one nice corner or something, but this namaz and the postures of namaz. There were so many places, once in the Joburg airport, we just landed and it was time for Maghrib already, so we just on one side made. The security officer came after that. He asked, what were you doing? Performing namaz. But he says, that was something very wonderful. That the sajda that we make, the ruku that we make, he says, I'm going to do this all the time. At the same place, one place we had to make namaz, at a filling station, petrol station. So just next to the car, we made our namaz and we were about to go. When the petrol attendant came and he asked, what were you doing? Praying. He says, I'm going to do this every night. It's got a great attraction. And like that, really, if we bring all the sunnahs have got the greatest magnet in them. It's the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to explain that by the one finger ishara, sign, the moon split into two. And he says every time in tashahhud, when we pick up our fingers, it's got the same power. Mm-hmm. But Allah doesn't show it always. But it's also every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got great, great power. In fact, I remember now in the haram of Makkah Sharif one time, some friends met us and they say about it was the 70s and they went in Jamaat to Japan. And it was the first time, it wasn't how Jamaat work is today. They used to go there, get the telephone directory, look for a Muslim name, phone those people, etc. So they had no place to stay. So a Buddhist, monk, whoever it is, he told them, if you come and stay in my masjid. So they stayed there. So they asked, how much must we pay? He said, nothing, you are praying, you are people of God, you are praying and that, so nothing. After 3 days, he came and he accepted Islam with all his family also. So then he himself said, I know you people are going to ask me why I accepted Islam. So let me tell you why I accepted Islam. So he says that, first, before I tell you, see, I'm a Buddhist, a priest, monk, whatever, and what powers we have got with mujahada, what we do and that. Give me your strongest person in your jamaat, who as far as your deen also is strongest, and bodily, physically also is the strongest. They told him, he said, stand by the wall. And in about a minute, he dropped him on the ground with what he had. But he says, what you have got is more stronger than this also. He said, the sunnahs and how you are conducting your eating, you're going to toilet, I noticed all this. That is much more stronger than this what we have got also. So we don't realize it, but Allah opens it and we made it a cause of hidayat for a lot of people. So the sunnahs are very great and our namaz also. And the other thing again, our namaz, if we make it, like which comes in the hadith, asr you leave just till before sunset. And then how a fowl pecks in the ground, you make your namaz up, down, up, down, up, down. That won't attract anyone. But when your namaz is made, how it's supposed to be made. Today we also see some people, mashallah, they make their namaz just like that. And you feel happy that this person's namaz, what the namaz it is. And other namazes, our rukus, our sajdas, we are just fast. So all our ibadat, and we are in the month of Ramadan, and Taraweeh also, it is an ibadat. We'll just digress a little bit here. The actual Taraweeh with the Tarweeha is like a rest period. So we should be resting a little bit in that period. And it's the main ibadat, Tahajjud, mashallah, brothers make, and we should make, and lot is made. But the main ibadat of Ramadan is Roza by day, Taraweeh by night. So this Taraweeh, many places, they make it and they take a lot of time in it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, after about 8 rakats or so, more or less, then it's a complete break. Somebody goes and eat, somebody wants to go to toilet, make wuzu again. So they take the time and they make it. For us it is, we try and start as early as possible. As soon as Isha time is in, and then just the sunnahs, and we start with our Taraweeh, and just we must finish, that's all. And there are so many places. We were in Turkey in 1 year, and there, Taraweeh was unbelievable. Now I believe, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of change. That time they said in the whole country, there wasn't a single place Quran khatam. And what was the khatam? Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. Allahu Akbar. Just like that, the whole. And eight everywhere, eight rakats, one salam. Not every two rakats, after eight rakats salam. And I can remember one or two places we made after ten rakats salam. And very, very short, lot of people. And everyone goes where the shortest tarawih is. Today we also, we find out where is the shortest tarawih we go. Whereas it shouldn't be like that. And especially for those people who are free, who have come here, people who are working, etc., they also little bit sacrifice from our side to get the great anwarat and barakat of Ramadan, should make that little bit sacrifice. So tarawih is a thing that should be really spread out. And if not so much, then at least reasonably, but that we take our time in tarawih, and that is the main ibadat of the night. Then, mashallah, whoever wants to make other ibadat, they can make. So, one friend of ours, in those days also, when it was so weak, he says he went to Lebanon, Beirut, and it was Ramzan, so they just made 8 rakats tarawih and finished. So he started making, and the tarawih, the whole 8 rakats was just in the surah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. One surah, 8 rakats. And then after that, he was a person, he liked his wazifas, he was a lawyer, liked his wazifas, reading his zikrs, etc. So he was reading more. So the caretaker of the masjid came and said, you have to go, we're going to lock the masjid. So like this, the masjids are locked. With regard to locking of masjids, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said that since we have brought dunya into our masjids, now we have to lock our masjids. Like all the mic system, etc., many places it gets stolen, other things get stolen from the masjid. Before, when there wasn't anything of dunya, masjids should stay open. And anyone, anytime comes, and it, in the house of Allah, which is the markaz and the focal point where all rahmat is distributed, but today we have to lock that place, unfortunately. So anyway, so this namaz also, we should try and take our time and make it properly. Allah give us tawfiq. Doesn't mean, on the other hand, that we stretch it so long and we inconvenience other people when we are not bound to anyone. If we are a few friends traveling together, it's different. We are traveling by bus and they gave us some time to make namaz. There we just do the basics, etc. In the aeroplane, even if it is Saudi, where there is that cubicle for namaz, we shouldn't make our namazes too long there. Sometimes some people sort of hog the place and then others don't get a chance. Sometimes the men are there, the women can't come in, women are there, and they just carrying on, and long namazes, and the men don't get a chance. All these places, we should be considerate also. And at the same time, especially when we are in such public places, like using the toilets in the aeroplanes for wudu, make 100% sure that after we have made our wudu, we leave that place nice and clean. Don't give anyone a chance to object to us. That when we used it, we messed it up. The place is wet and it is all untidy, and that it shouldn't be the case. We should do it in such a way that we don't cause inconvenience. When we want to show the road to the people, don't block the road for the people. Everything of ours must be such that we showing the road and leave the road open. In there, we should be careful also, especially like at the doors. Like here at our masjid, it happens many times. We were going with somebody and we started discussion at the door. Other people want to pass, we are an obstacle. And sometimes somebody stops you and you don't think. We should try and always be conscious that we never block a person. Almost every jalsa that we have or something, a paper will come to the MC that there is a certain car blocking the driveway or something. That should never be the case with us. Our shoes that we take out when we come, when they are shoe racks, they should be put in the shoe racks. They shouldn't be put there. Everything should be put in order. Our whole lives, in our homes also. So much so that our tarbiyat, we must make it. If I keep my pen, today the phone, I keep the phone always in this pocket, it must be in this pocket. I keep it in this pocket, it must be in this pocket. How much we see still, the phone rings and the person is fumbling in all the pockets to find the phone. Or your pen, or anything else, everything must be on its place. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, explained to us that he went to India on one occasion and he had great affinity and contact with our ulama. So one alim he met in his room, there were two doors. Sometimes he needed to go this side, sometimes he needed to go that side. So he had sandals at both doors. So he asked him, this is now like Israf. You can use one pair of sandals, you take it, you go there. So he said that sometimes I have to go this side, that side. The time it takes me, and I don't want to cause any inconvenience, so the sandal is ready there. So particular they were about all these fine, fine things also. So looking after time also, we should be very careful. When these small things they look after, then the big things, how much don't they look after? So these etiquette and adab are also very, very important in our lives. May Allah bless us with these etiquette and adab. And a person who becomes organized like this, in a little time he manages a lot of work. And a person who is not organized, then he loses a lot of time and very little gets done. How many times we find about the keys? A person, his car keys, he can't find it at home. Where is this key? The whole family is looking for the keys now. And you can't find it. Now, how lot of other work? How lot of other work is upset because of this? Everything is on its place. But the contrary, which is not true, just a nice anecdote, somebody said that those people who are very disciplined, everything of theirs is in order. But the pen is on its place, the keys are on its place. They don't get the enjoyment of after losing something and you find it. When you don't find the key, and the whole family, everyone is looking for the key, and when somebody finds it, oh, all are happy about it. So they don't get that enjoyment. But that is not something that we look forward to. We must try and be organized with all our things. Everything must be on its place. So anyway, namaz, we were discussing, this namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala, and to take directly from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. In namaz, a person, he's misajda, he's the closest to Allah Ta'ala. And namaz is such a thing, like a person starts, when he starts his namaz, he's surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. That now I'm only for you, O Allah. We should think of this and also think about our namazes, that first of Ramadan or before Ramadan, how much concentration did I have? After 10 days of making namaz, and hopefully we are all pabund properly with our namazes, with takbir-e ula, now how much concentration have I got? Or we just going on the same tune, and by the end of Ramadan, still the same. We didn't improve on that concentration of our namaz. We should think about it. And the other is that when we lift up our hands, we are throwing our dunya behind us. And every other thing we are throwing behind, and now it's me and my Allah. And such an occasion to be alone with your Allah, with your beloved. What a great thing Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we start our namaz with Allahu Akbar. There again, let us think, every adhan has got 6 Allahu Akbar. We listen to 5 adhans a day. Some places, there's tahajjud adhan also. And then every rakat, how many Allahu Akbar? And every rakat that we go, and the first Allahu Akbar to say is for us, even if we are behind the imam, we must say that we can hear it ourselves. And other takbirs are not for us, but we do say them, and we must say them, it's correct to say them. But the greatness of Allah, how much has that come into our hearts? If we can understand the greatness of Allah, the greatness of every command of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, how great it is. Like somebody said, Shaitan didn't make one sajda, which was the command of Allah, and he was accursed. And how many sajdas are we missing? We are also missing, but we are missing it because of our laziness, of our unmindfulness, hopefully not because of pride. That who am I? I can't go and put my head on the ground. Hopefully it isn't of that. So we should think we are also breaking the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this namaz Allah Ta'ala gave us, in which we have communication with Allah. When we read Surah Fatiha, Alhamd Sharif, it isn't a monologue that only we are speaking. After every ayat, Allah is replying also. That my banda has praised me, my banda has honored me, my banda is asking me, and for my banda is what he wants. But what this is between me and my banda, Allah Ta'ala talks with us also. And in the Quran Sharif, even like that, out of namaz, it is that you are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And in namaz, whenever a person wants to speak to Allah Ta'ala, just start reading Quran Sharif. Allah made it that we can speak to Allah Ta'ala. And in namaz, it's a more closer discussion with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So if we make our namazes like that, and as we are reading in Anwarus Salah, and we try and make our namazes like that, and we get even just the improvement of our namaz, Allahu Akbar, we would have achieved something very, very great. So one great aspect of our Islah is to see our namazes. On that, a few aspects. One is, first thing perhaps, that make sure we get our five times namaz in place. That we are making our five times namaz. Then, that we are making it with the jamaat. So we work towards that, that all our namazes are made with the jamaat. And then, with the jamaat, we try our best takbir-e-ula. And then again, that we those sunnats which are mu'akkada, and which are before the namaz, we make sure we make them. Fajr, Zohar, Asr sunnats, though they are not mu'akkada, but very, very important. We try our best to make them also. We try and make those. And then we make our namaz, the faraz on each time, and we make it with takbir-e-ula. Then we see our postures also, we improve that also. Then we should see our qaza-e-umri. Many of us, we start with our namazes, but we didn't pay attention that how many years of namazes perhaps I've missed out. And alhamdulillah, some brothers give us the good news that today I've completed my qaza-e-umri. And today I've kept my 60 rozas. While I was young at the college or wherever, I just broke my roza just for nothing, for no reason. And they kept the 60 rozas. And this we say is for encouragement for us that when others are doing it and managing it, we also can. And mashallah, there are those ulama who prepared nice booklets. If anyone requires, we've got some for our qaza namazes to keep a record. Also, many times when brothers do start making their qaza, sisters also, then we think we'll remember. But we remade for it for a month or two. Something happened, we didn't read for 6 months again. Now that time we forgot that I read for 1 month, did I read for 2 months all my qazas. So if we write, it is very important. And be sure, try it in one stretch, that we finish our qaza namazes. And especially when we go in jamaat, we are here in the khanqah, we go for umrah, we get lot of time. Try and cover up more and more. Don't delay in our qaza-e-umri also. And our rozas also. And our namazes also. And zakat also. Some of us are not aware. When we were 15, perhaps we had money in our account. Our parents saved for us. And we had a savings account, or they kept money for us. Now, our zakat was compulsory, but perhaps we did not pay. And all these things, till we don't clear them up, then we don't have a clear relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And we don't get that enjoyment of our ibadat. This is with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is most forgiving also. But the warnings are also severe for namazes, for the namazes we must, etc. There are severe warnings for that. So our outward, our namaz, we have to get in order. Then see our qaza-e-umri also. Then all our other the postures, making our namaz in the correct way, in the sunnat way. That also we should see. And where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Make namaz as you have seen me making namaz. Now we don't see Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam today, and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making namaz. So in this case, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi at one time explained that the people of Kufa asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably if I remember correctly, that how was the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't give a bayan. He asked for a lota, a jug, and he made practical wuzu, and he said this was how the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who saw our elders making namaz and they saw their elders, we should try and learn from somebody like that how our namazes practically can also come right. And we have that sanad also, that this person who was taught practical namaz by his senior, his superior, and upwards. So that our namaz outwardly, and we must become conscious. And also in this, very important, don't just copy. Usually, the mashayikh are usually at advanced age. Now at advanced age, then they've got some handicaps. Knee is paining, back is paining. So when they go in ruku, they take an extra support or something. When they get up, they don't just get up one time. So we don't follow that. We must be conscious that what is the sunnah. And if we had seen them in their youth, how they made namaz, that was something to see. Not now when they are old and they are handicapped, they can't make namaz properly, and we copy them, that should not be the case. And this is such a thing. One person wanted to become bay'at to a sheikh, great sheikh, everyone had great regard for him. When he went there, he asked for him, and he had just completed his chash namaz, salatul duha, in the outside on the stoop like, and all ground, sand, not concrete and that. So he said he just made namaz here now, and now he's gone, he'll be busy now. When he looked there, he saw that his fingers in the, when he was in sajda, the sign on the ground, that his fingers were all spread out. So he said, if this was the case of his namaz, then how can I be making contact with him? And that this the namaz, our fingers must be together and facing qibla in our namaz. So all this outside postures of our namaz, we must make effort that they become correct. And when somebody sees, and there are people who follow this in everything. Once, very long ago, we should make Juma namaz in Krukersdorf. So we made namaz, finish everything, and one brother had brought a person who wanted to become a Muslim. So he was seeing everything he does. So after the namaz, this Muslim brother made dua. So that person also picked up his hands. This person played with his beard. So he also played with his beard. It's part of namaz now. So all those things, they watch everything. So people are watching. So we must, not for the people's sake, but to make our namazes, we must try our best. And especially if you are still young, healthy, do it properly. If we got some handicap, and we should even try to make it known, I've got this problem, that's why I'm taking support when I get up from the ground. When I go down, I take an extra support, etc. And we see somebody making namaz on a chair. Doesn't mean now we also going to sit on a chair and make namaz. Now that person is whatever problem. That's why he's sitting on a chair. But so our namaz is outwardly. Then our inside concentration and devotion. Because the same namaz Allah Ta'ala also said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is wail for those people who make namazes. Wail is a valley ghati in Jahannam, so terrible that the rest of Jahannam also seeks refuge from it. Or it is destruction. There is destruction for the musallis. Alladhina hum an salatihim sahun, who are unmindful of their namaz. That we don't make it, or we just don't make our namazes, or that we make it but we are unmindful, no concentration in our namaz. Concentration, the thoughts do go away, but we make an effort to bring it more and more. MashaAllah, we had friends who came and gave us the good news today, first time in my life, two rakats of namaz, I managed from start to end, full with concentration. Which is a very, very great thing. It's not easy. Shaitan won't leave us. Where and where our thoughts go. So if we can get that, very, very good. And then there are the namazes we should see of our elders, how they made namazes. Inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will discuss a little bit. But namaz is one thing also for our islah. Let us be conscious. Not just that my Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rahmatullah alayhi said, we are happy that we made our namaz. But your namaz, was it made? Is it accepted by Allah? Accepted by Allah? Accepted by Allah? Who of us really got that worry towards the end of namaz? Ya Allah, accept this namaz. And we make dua, Ya Allah, all the other musallis, they are those beloved to you, in their sadaqah, you accept my namaz also. Otherwise, that namaz is also one namaz that is made in the form of a dirty black rag and thrown back as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you, whatever dua also. So it's our namaz of that category, that we go in the qabr and hoping that whole life I made namazes. But if we don't find one namaz in the qabr, the quality of our namazes or something, so it's something to be concerned about. And for Ramadan, this is also one area that we have to focus on and try and improve on our namazes. Every aspect of namaz must come right. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.